These are the additional notes referred to by Michael Stead on 1 Timothy 2:15. A woman will be saved through childbearing. For the reasons of time, Michael had to skip this verse in the sermon. These notes are to help explain what 1 Timothy 2:15 means for those who are interested. Paul finished his illustration based on Adam and Eve in verse 15 with the very cryptic statement, "Women will be saved through childbearing." Though there are different interpretations of this verse, Michael thinks that the best solution is to realize that the word here, saved, can't mean eternal salvation. Instead, a better view is that Paul is talking about women being saved from the deception that Eve fell into. That is, women will be saved from this, from making Eve's mistake again, through putting their energies into motherhood. Now, he's not suggesting that all women must have children, any more than that all women want to wear pearls and braided hair. But for those women who do have kids, motherhood is the proper realm for her to exercise leadership, rather than in trying to lead her husband. However, it does not matter what view we come to on verse 15 in the end, because it is clear that the principle in verses 13 through 15 is the principle of leadership. God has ordered creation in such a way that men must take up responsibility of leadership, which Adam so spectacularly failed to do. And this principle especially applies in a church congregation, including churches in our day and age. Another popular interpretation is that women will be saved through the birth of the child, i.e. through Christ. This interpretation is based on the promise in Genesis 3:15 that the seed of the woman would crush the head of the serpent. On this view, Paul's argument is that although sin came into the world through a woman, salvation also came through a woman, Mary, and initially through Eve. That's the end of the notes.